Part 7, Total War. Aboard the Mauro Altieri, 3,000 feet above Valajärvi, Finland. I stand next to General D'Ambrosia in the CIC, the Combat Information Center, of Europe's answer to the massive U.S. D-29 command and control dirigible. The crew works silently at their glowing monitors. Occasionally, one of them speaks into a headset, a quick, whispered acknowledgement in French, German, Spanish, or Italian. The general leans over the video chart table, watching the entire operation from the closest thing to a god's eye view.
Attack. When I first heard that word, my gut reaction was, oh shit. Does that surprise you? Sure it does. You probably expected the brass to be just champing at the bit, all that blood and guts, hold him by the nose while we kick him in the ass crap.
D'Ambrosia shakes his head.
I don't know who created the stereotype of the hard-charging, dim-witted high school football coach of a general officer. I was scared to death of taking our armed forces on the offensive. More so because it wouldn't be my ass hanging out in the fire. I'd only be sending others out to die. And here's what I'd be sending them up against.
He turns to another screen on the far wall, nodding to an operator, and the image dissolves into a wartime map of the continental United States.
200 million zombies. Who can even visualize that type of number, let alone combat it? At least this time around, we knew what we were combating, but when you added up all the experience, all the data we'd compiled on their origin, their physiology, their strengths, their weaknesses, their motives, and their mentality, it still presented us with a very gloomy prospect for victory. The Book of War, the one we've been writing since one ape slapped another, was completely useless in this situation. We had to write a new one from scratch. All armies, be they mechanized or mountain guerrilla, have to abide by three basic restrictions. They have to be bred, fed, and led. Bred, you need warm bodies, or else you don't have an army. Fed, once you've got that army, they've got to be supplied. And led, no matter how fractured or decentralized that fighting force is, there has to be someone among them with the authority to say, follow me. Bred, fed, and led. And none of these restrictions applied to the living dead. Did you ever read All Quiet on the Western Front? Remarque paints a vivid picture of Germany becoming empty, meaning that toward the end of the war they were simply running out of soldiers. You can fudge the numbers, send the old men and little boys, but eventually you're going to hit the ceiling. Unless every time you killed an enemy, he came back to life on your side. That's how Zack operated, swelling his ranks by thinning ours. And it only worked one way. Infect a human, he becomes a zombie. Kill a zombie, he becomes a corpse. We could only get weaker, while they might actually get stronger.